As I said going into the news, I suppose we should take a moment and put the Michigan basketball season to bed. Let's see if I can sum it up. Hey, Tigers play opening day tomorrow.
There's that.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a tough one. That really was. What, they missed their last 8 shots?
Well, they couldn't hit a bucket all game.
No, they couldn't.
And to come off one of... Remember, we were just talking about one of the best games they played against Florida State.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Go figure.
And is that what caused... Was that the peak, the emotional high, the battle that had to be won? And so you have that
letdown,
especially against a lesser seed that you think you're supposed... I'm not, you know...
Yeah.
A lot of this is mindset.
Right. I watched that Gonzaga game, and I thought, oh, my goodness... Even if they're on their game, Michigan's going to have a tough time with these guys. Well, don't have to worry about that now, do we?
No, don't have to worry about that. Yeah, Michigan definitely would not have beaten Gonzaga the way they played last night. Now, they would probably have a shot against them if they played against Gonzaga like they played against Florida State.
Yeah, right.
But no, last night was that was just one of the worst times for them to have their worst offensive outing of the year. I think that was their lowest point total of the year, 49 points. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not good. Their defense, hey, once again, Michigan is one of the best defensive teams in the country, and that's what kept it close. I mean, that's why they had a good shot.
Well, it was very low scoring for the first several minutes of that game.
Yeah. And they were able to still, through it all, through having the lowest point total of the year, no field goals in the last, 5 minutes of the game.
Make a few of those.
Struggling on their free throws, too.
Yeah, when you're your best free throw shooter, Smith, goes to the line and bricks, too.
Right, yeah.
you know it's just not going to be your
off night.
They still had three chances to win that game. Smith missed the three-pointer, which was a great opportunity. Wagner missed a three-pointer just earlier, and then Wagner had another shot there at the very, very end. So, I mean, they still had. Sometimes in a close game like that, that's all you want. You want to make sure you've got the last shot, and they had their chances, and they didn't get it done.
Opportunity was knocking. They just couldn't answer the door when necessary.
And yesterday was maybe the game where they finally could have used Isaiah Livers.
A player
of his caliber was needed, because UCLA's big player was not missing, Juzang. He was on fire, just on fire, scoring 28 points. That's where I think somebody like Isaiah Livers was really sorely missed for Michigan. They were able to prevail for, the first 3 games of the tournament without him. But it's games like this sometimes, these ugly ones, where you need that big 3-point shot or that big drive to really break this a dry spell. And you know, that's the kind of player he is, and the explosive player he is, and they didn't have that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when Hunter Dickinson is your only player in double figures, and that was only 11.
Right.
Again, low scoring, I understand, but still, I mean, some of those other names that you figure would have stepped up just didn't.
I think the big disappointment for a lot of fans is Wagner.
Yeah,
I think that was disappointing that he couldn't show up. This was, without Livers, they were counting on him, and he had a really bad game. On the positive front, give credit to Eli Brooks. I think he did a good job, the senior guard. And also, Shaundy Brown had a really, really
nice game. Yeah,
and he was great this entire tournament.
Nice
too.
Spark off the bench.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. And there's a possibility that Eli Brooks will come back next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear that. I didn't realize he had another year.
For COVID eligibility, I believe players can opt to come back for another year. Yes.
Oh,
right.
That's so interesting.
He might come back. He said he has to talk about it with his family, but he might come back. Still, look at this too, Michigan fans. You've got a great recruiting class coming in. Juwan Howard did a fantastic job. I'm reading, if not the best, at least a top 3 to 5 recruiting class for 2021. So, hey, the future is bright. And not bad for Juwan Howard getting to the Elite Eight in his first time in a tournament. Not bad.
You'd have to say that the future does look bright for Michigan basketball, no question. And as we said, it's a continuation of where it has been for the past number of years under John Beilein, because this would have been this was the fourth trip to the Sweet 16. And
Right. Yeah. Not. Yeah. Still. No, yeah. It's good. It's a good season. Yeah. Disappointing, I think, just how well they started. Yeah. I think, and they kind of fizzled there near the end. Losing Livers, though. I mean, that's something. Again, you can't. Hey, injuries are part of the game. Yep. Everybody knows that. You know what? There are other teams too. Villanova can complain. Their big player. They lost their big player, and who knows if he's there? They might beat. I think who they played. They played somebody really tough in the tournament. They lost. But you know, if they would have had that player, so. You know, that's the way it goes sometimes. And still, if I'm Juwan Howard, you know, yeah, disappointing. You know, you're going to have a better team next year.
This is why you play games, you know, because on paper you say, well, there's no way an 11 beats a number one.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, for an 11 seed to get to the Final Four
is
very impressive.
Yeah, UCLA, I think, is the first team since Texas Tech in, what was that, 2016?
I was trying to remember.
to defeat both Michigan and Michigan State in the tournament. Not bad.
Yeah,
for USC, and hey, they deserved it too. They played really scrappy basketball, and it worked. So good luck, good luck to the Bruins now facing Gonzaga.
Good. They're going to need a lot of good luck.
Maybe Gonzaga will have its worst game.
That happens.
You never know.
And maybe that'd be nice. I just say, of course, it's disappointing that we lost, and of course, disappointing for the fact that we had to stay up so late.
Especially
to the bitter end, if you wanted to, because it's not like, you know, if you're getting blown out, and you think, oh, okay, I'm just going to go to bed.
The Gonzaga game ended just after 9 o'clock. They were on one side of the building. Michigan was playing on the other side of the building. Why did they have to wait?
Yeah, almost 45 minutes.
Thank you.
It was crazy.
Yes, they didn't have to wait that long. Yeah. We got to go in there maybe 15, 20 minutes after. But they made us wait. Yeah, 45 minutes.
Well, hey, we had a scheduled tip time.
Yeah.
We're gonna stick to that scheduled tip time. We're not going to deviate now, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you're right. That was the thing. We had to stick with them to the very end.
So did you see the official go down in that Gonzaga?
Oh, that was scary.
Something else.
Yeah, that was scary.
Fortunately, he's okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
Would have been something if he had COVID, wouldn't it? That would have ended the Final Four right there.
Oh, my goodness. Gosh, can you imagine? Yeah, please.
Yeah.
Sure, the NCAA's already got a bunch of thought processes of what might happen in case something like that goes on.
Yeah.
Don't know what that thought process might be, but I'm sure they have some plans.
Don't either.
647 on WSGW.
Good year, though. Good year for Michigan.
Very good year.